Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Today we're talking about the rhythm of relationships. Everybody shout there with me, the rhythm of relationships. Number one, we're going to talk about the emotional phase, then that's the thing that happens to where everything's just emotional. You see somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, my emotions are going crazy. Remember when you were 18? Come on, raise your hand. Come on, use the other hand to put it up. Emotional phase. Then there's that physical phase. It's all about the physical stuff. It's like all the songs are that way. The way you make me feel, right? Come on, somebody say amen in this church today. You act like you ain't never been with nobody. Sure is a lot of children's in the nursery right now, right? So it's all, it's like, okay, those are, you, I get so weak in the knee, I can hard. It's all physical, right? So there's emotional, then physical, and then the last one is the psychological. If you're a note taker, just write down psycho phase. Come on, somebody. The psycho phase, right? Because at first it's all emotional and physical, but then that goes away because you get older, stuff starts sagging, bagging, and dragging, and that's why God helps you with your loss of sight. Can I get an amen in the church? So if it's all emotional and the way you make me feel, the way you look, if it's all emotional and physical, it goes away, but there has to be some psychological connection between you and the other person. And that's what we're going to talk about today is that rhythm. What is that rhythm that you need to get into? Number one, we're going to deal with every single one of you. All the single people in the house, raise your hand real high so everybody knows. Come on, look at your choices. Come on, you can always come back to another service if you don't find one. Keep it up. Look around. But it is, the Bible says that singleness is a gift to the people that want to be single. Some people don't want to be. They don't want to be married. That's fine. I'd rather be lonely alone than lonely with someone. So we're going to deal today with the rhythm of relationship. Everybody shout hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. So the rhythm of relationship kind of looks like this. Number one, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between a man and a woman. Here's a CAT scan of a guy's brain. They're going to put it on the screen for you real quick. It's what basically want you to see what it looks like in there. All right, there it is. The main, remember, see the big thing right here? We're going to call it snuggle for because I didn't warn you not to bring your kids, but we'll just call it snuggling, okay? So at some phase in your life, you're going to have to realize that guys, that is a big part of what they think about all the time. It's actually created from God, from the factory. Just think about it. If God didn't put that in there, he said, be fruitful and multiply. There is a drive for snuggling in every man. And if you're a real man, say amen. Come on, wave. Hey. Some people are like looking around. I don't know. So we need to make sure that we make that happen appropriately. Now, a woman has a need too, and her needs are very emotional. She wants you to be like, give me a rose. You start working on your snuggle time way before it's time. West Palm, please tell me you're participating in this. Come on. That means that you go to 7-Eleven and you buy a rose. Come on, somebody. And then maybe you take her to, I don't know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be McDonald's. And so you're in McDonald's at line and you get down on one knee in front of everybody and say, can I have everybody's attention, please? I just want to let you know that this is the mother of my child. We've had kids together. I love her. She is absolutely unbelievable. And I just want everybody to know I'm supersizing her Big Mac right now. Come on, somebody. This is my woman. Now there's going to be some people around there. And there's going to be a girl, she's going to be standing next to a guy, and she's going to look at Bob and slap him upside the head and say, you've never got down on one knee at McDonald's. This is where you're scoring points. Come on, somebody. Because with a woman, it is emotional. It's not necessarily that way with a guy. So you need to understand, it's like, but that's all he thinks about. What's his problem? You knew that when he asked you to go on a ride when you were at the party. And he says, hey, this kind of place is kind of dead. I got a mixtape in the car. Do you want to kind of take a drive? Come on, help me right now. And then you're kind of like, hey, you know what? It's so weird. We're like, out of gas. Come on, don't act like you ain't ever at a movie or something. Okay, we're going to break this down deeper. Guys can communicate when they're single. Get on the phone, talk for an hour and a half. Listen to you breathe. It's 2 in the morning. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Okay, I'm going to count to 10, and then we're both going to hang up. Okay. You didn't hang up, though. I know. I just can't wait till we're together. Just can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Then you're going to get together, you're going to snuggle, and now there's going to be these little kids, and they're going to jack this whole thing up. Come on, somebody. Anybody worth their salt has had a two-year-old walk in while you were wrestling. Come on, somebody. With a blanket. Who am I talking to right now near the blanket? And you just feel somebody. Somebody's watching me. You look down over there and they're like, Mommy, I can't sleep. What are you two doing? We're wrestling. You want to wrestle? Come here, let's wrestle. I know it's too much for church, but it's not. You need to learn this in the house of God. This is what God created you to do. You learn it here first. Oh, I'm preaching today. Everybody said, I like to wrestle. Somebody's like, the Bible said wrestle not. Well, no, it's a different passage. So we want to dwell with one another according to knowledge. Come on, Florida, check this out. 1 Peter 3:7, it says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them understanding, giving honor to your wife as the weaker vessel, as being heirs together in the grace that your prayers be not hindered. God says, hey, dwell with one another according to knowledge. A girl's brain looks different than a guy's brain. Now, first of all, there's a lot of knobs. I want to show you just if it were knobs, this would be the difference between a man and a woman. Let's put it up, please. There's a guy. There's a girl. A lot more complicated. Everybody shout, a lot more complicated. That means that a woman wants you to come behind them at a mall, touch the small of their back. Come on, women, shout amen to this. Touch the small of their back while you're walking through the mall. She does not want you looking at any other girls. You have to control your eye gate. But if you're so in love, now women, this is why you've got to rock his world at home so that when he goes out, he's so tired, he can't even look at another woman. It's getting real up in here. I don't know why. I'm talking, this is how it works. So you walk into the mall, smaller her back, and then you look at her and you just tell her, say, hey, just look at me in the eyes just for 1 minute. I just had to just pause right here. And tell you what I think about you, baby. I just want to stop. Oh. Look at that red dress over there. Now, you want to do the red dress thing and not at Nordstrom. You want to do that somewhere cheap. Come on, somebody else. You see that dress over there? Come on, somebody. Let's go to Walmart for a minute. Can I say amen? See that red dress right there? And then you put on your red dress. Let all your hair down. Some of you look like, well, I never. Well, if you don't smile, you never will. I'm trying to help you right now, Bob. Instead, what we do is we say, I can't believe I come home and I worked all day. What'd you do all day? Then she has to say, I raised your crazy kids. I called the plumber. I drove her to soccer, him to ballet. Okay, maybe, who knows? And so now we got this whole tension going on, and now we're fighting, and there's no rhythm, no cadence to the relationship. There's a quick work. That's her leaving you. That's not what we want. The Bible said to acknowledge husbands, likewise, love and understand and honor your wife. Everybody shout, honor your wife. This means you're saying kind words instead of mean words. The hardest thing women to do is understand that a guy's CAT scan proved that that's what they think about. And after church, people will tell me, Pastor, please tell me that's not true. I'm telling you right now, it's the truth. That is a true statement. So guys are eye-wired, okay? So they see. Because think about it. If God didn't wire guys to want to procreate, then it would be like they are with the trash. You know you have to say, Bob, how many times do I have to tell you to pick up the trash? But you've never had to say, Bob, you never ever wrestle. Come on, somebody help me right now. But the enemy gets into people's phones. And now they're trading, here's the biggest thing I deal with people, images for intimacy. So images now incite, look at that, but that's not what we want. We want to actually create something that facilitates a wonderful rhythm to our relationship so you understand what she needs and you, ma'am, understand what he needs and you can't make Bob pay. You know what, Bob, you ain't touching this. I hate all forms of wrestling. Come on, somebody say amen, at least in Florida right now. No. The Bible's talks about this, that we love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13. You see it on all plaques at a wedding. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is tenderhearted. Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't insist on its own way. God's love never fails. But in reality, we chuck that plaque when we get mad and our feelings get hurt, and now we're irrational, and now we think, you know what? I'm going to change him. You can't change him because he got in the relationship thinking, I'm never going to change. You got in the relationship saying, he's close, but I can change him and fix him. You can't fix him. You got to work on you. He's got to work on him. You need to get to church. You got to go through growth track. Somebody help me right now. Today's the day that maybe both of you could go into growth track where we will talk to you about the personality difference. Sometimes just understanding what she is and how what ticks her off and what turns her on makes a big difference. Nicole is acts of service. That means if I unload the dishwasher, that fills her love tank. I'm physical touch. When she pats me, oh, that's a good job. Good boy, good boy. I'm also words of affirmation. Oh, you're the best husband in the world. That's absolutely awesome. Then I'll get down to McDonald's and be like, this is for you, baby. I love you right now. You are my woman. This makes a difference. Instead, what people do is they try to change the person. Now they're bitter and mad at one another, and now they get division. That's where we get the word divorce, and now you divorce. You know, the day that she left you is not the day she left you. She left you years ago. You lost that love and feeling. Let's go for it. You lost that love and feeling now is gone, gone. Gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tom Cruise. Boo-doo. Boo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Baby, baby. Okay, this is. It's a feel. I'm hooked on a feeling. Feelings, nothing more than feelings. We've got to get past the feelings and realize that we have to have conversation and realize, honey, I am sorry. I was wrong. I didn't realize that I hurt your feelings. And then women, you need to say, you know what? I'm going to do what I need to do to satisfy him because he likes to wrestle. And after he wrestles, he's a lot more compliant. He's not so aggravated. I'm not saying another word till I get an amen. Does somebody tweet something? Come on, somebody ought to help the reverend today. You need to talk about this. Last night, I was at a concert with the Isley Brothers. They go to church here. In fact, Ron will be at this service. They're always here. There's a video.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what you want to do with it?
Hey.
I can tell you who to song it to. Be the church. Look at the back of the singing.
So that's last night. Come on, give it up for the Isleys right now. So that song, Get Your Thing, helped pay the bills around here. 250 hit songs. Last night, he sells out all the time. They sold out in Iowa the other night, West Palm the other night, St. Louis last night. And on the stage, he said, I want to sing the song Between the Sheets. But my pastor's here tonight, so I'm going to forego a couple of the verses. He wrote a lot of the love songs that you sing, and they're America's iconic songs, but there's nothing wrong with love songs. There's nothing wrong with love. The devil has tried to get up in the middle of the bed and defile it, and God has wanted to get the bed back on fire for God, procreating. Somebody ought to shout amen today. And if you're single, these are the rules of engagement, and you want a guy that understands this. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Come on, Florida, let's go. Finally, all of you be of one mind, not two, one. That's a rhythm together. Having compassion. This will solve a lot of problems. Having compassion one for another. Love each other like brothers with tender-hearted love and be courteous. Do you know that a lot of the stuff would just go away, the trouble, if you just didn't just stop being so snippy? You never. Are you seriously going to sit here and watch football all day? And just eat nachos? Are you kidding me right now? You know that you went bowling with your friends on Friday night? You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And then all I'm trying to do here right now is communicate with you, and you just don't do anything but click the channels. It's all the only control you have around this house is over the remote control. And then he says, well, you're completely out of control. Well, I'm out of control because you're out of control. Well, the thing is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my mom right now. Well, thank God. Maybe she'll shut up now. And then she goes in and calls mom. Mom, he's doing it again. I told you, sweetheart, you should have never married him. I told you he was just like your stinking father. Why don't you just pack up and you and the kids get over here to my house because you need to shock him. The Bible said to leave your mother and father and cleave yourself to each other. You have to say, you know what? The Bible said, let the sun go down on our wrath. We're going to stop railing for railing. If we get divorced, you're going to find somebody else, and I'm going to find somebody else. Sure, there are other people out there, but they might be more psychotic than you are. So we're going to figure it out together, and we're going to go to church together. We're going to tithe. We're going to get our finances right. We're going to serve. We're going to pray, and we are going to figure out the rhythm, come on, somebody, of this relationship. Rhythm. It's going to get real right now. Look at your neighbor and say, it's about to get real. Verse 9, it says, not returning evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to do this, that you may inherit the blessing. So when she says something snippy, and you say something snippy back, it's just bad behavior. I ask myself this all the time. If it was somebody else, would I treat them this way? Nicole likes me to get the door for her. We work together a lot, so we run in and out of business meetings all the time and stuff. Sometimes it's inconvenient to go around and get the door. It takes time. But I know she likes that. So I will run around and get the door all the time, run around and get the door. Just go get the door. And all the time, I'll go get the door, and she'll say, oh, you didn't have to get the door. I'll go, no, I'm going to get the door. She goes, well, thank you for getting the door. Or she'll be going over to get the door and say, don't touch the door. She looks at me. And then she'll pull her skirt up just a little bit and get it. Come on, somebody tip the guy. Come on, somebody. This is real. You used to flirt. You know how to be sultry. Mm-hmm. You know how to walk. Women like peacock. They just walk and arch things up. Get married, get on sweatpants with Nutella all over it. You want some of this? No, not really. But I mean, if I have to, I guess I will. Come on, somebody. Bring back sexy. Bring back nice. Come on, somebody. Help me right now. Bring back the rose. Man, this is good preaching right now. Thank you for saying that. You guys are so nice to me. The house is toxic. Because now the little dude that was with the blanket who watched you guys wrestle, now they become teenagers. Now, there's a tension between the both of you because she thinks you need to deal with her because she took all the makeup out of your drawer. And that was my makeup. And where are my shoes? This is a problem when they start wearing your clothes. Come on, ladies, help me right now. Raise your hand. I'm talking about real life stuff. Ashton, where's my shoes? Those are my shoes. I didn't wear those shoes. Yeah, you did. I've actually got a picture on Instagram on Thursday. You had the shoes on. What city were you in? Mom, I don't have shoes. David, do you want to raise your child, or do you just want to sit here and let me do the children? Getting close to Father's Day, but you know, I do like to wrestle. Hey, Ashton, come on, somebody. Ashton, don't talk to your mom that way. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't remember where the shoes are. I can't believe the way she obeys you and she doesn't obey me. What is the deal? There's just this tension. Now they go away. Can't wait, to drive me crazy. We just need some alone time. Now they move out. It's so empty nesting. I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, my God, I want those kids back. I need them back. Where are they? This is what happens all the time. Why are we together? All we did was raise those kids. Because you forgot how to do life together. This was never about them. They were a result of wrestling. Come on, somebody. These kids were a result of, girl, who's your daddy? Girl. Some of you look so messed up right now. This is going to help you. Forgive one another. Forgive me. If I've hurt your feelings today, forgive me. Just admit it, quit it, and forget it. Just move on. Tell Bob, Bob, you know what? I'm going to just start wrestling with you until you get right. And Bob will be like, and now Bob becomes compliant. Bob, you want to wrestle? Yeah. Then Bob's like, what did Pastor say again? Okay, I got to get a rose. What do I do with this? Okay, yeah. Here. I think we're supposed to like touch you on the butt. No, the small of the back. That the butt's public. Bob. Do you want to undress? No, no. I mean, do you want to buy a dress? I know it was a red dress or something, orange. Oh, God. Guys, a lot of times it's like drinking a Slurpee with them. It's like, anybody ever drink a Slurpee? It's like, it's awesome. You take a third drink, you're like, oh, my gosh, I got a brain freeze. Can't, oh, my God, my brain freeze. This is what happens to guys. Can't wait till it goes away until I can do it again. You got to remember that I talk for a living so I can communicate, but most guys just grunt. Come on, somebody, help me. It's okay, you knew that. Get your neighbor and say, this is good stuff. Florida, pay attention. Come on. Well then, Matthew 7:12. Here's a simple rule of thumb. It says, a guide for behavior. So we know how to behave at home. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. What? And then grab the initiative and do it for them. I want Nicole, sometimes, it doesn't happen much, sometimes she'll like maybe lay next to me or something on the couch or something, and she'll take her fingers and just kind of draw in my eyelashes. Or my what do you call these? Eyebrows. It's real soft. She'll go down here. She just kind of, I love you so much. You're so handsome. I love those little lines. It just reminds me of like Kevin Costner and some of his good movies. She's not saying, man, you really could use some Botox right now. That's code for, you know what? You might want to go to the doctor. It's just soft. Women like to be touched when there's nothing, absolutely nothing going to happen. Now, I didn't understand this for about 48 years. Come on, somebody else. Yeah. I want to help you. A woman just likes sometimes for you to go, just hold her. It's going to be the hardest thing in the world that you've ever done in your life, guys. Let me help you with this. Especially when you kind of spoon up next to her and your leg touches her legs, immediately you're going to engage. And you got to realize, no. Come on, help me right now. Guys, am I telling the truth? It might not be for every woman. I'm just telling you what my woman said. My woman told me, hey, it ain't always got to be about the thing. Make it about the thing. So today, I saw her, woke up next to her, and the Bible said again, what do you want them to do for you? So I took my hand, I was like, what are you doing? Gentle. Did you wash your hands last night? This is real. Come on, somebody. You would never say that if you were dating, but you've been together 20 years. You're like, I don't smell soap. You've been lying. Come on. Is this real? Am I talking real? I'm almost done. Look at your neighbor and say, this is good. Matthew 19:4. Come on, all campuses. By the way, Saturday night was so much fun. Last night we had a blast. I got an announcement for Florida. This coming Saturday and all Saturdays moving forward, the Royal Palm Beach campus is having Saturday night service. Come on, give it up for that campus. Unbelievable. I'm going to preach there this Saturday night. Don't miss it. Matthew 19:4, it says this. He answered, haven't you read in your Bible that the Creator originally made man and woman for their children? Okay, we got that wrong. It said that he made man and woman for each other. Male and female. What? Who did he make them for? Each other. Everybody shout it. Each other. Come on. Who did he make them for? So you're not just in business to raise kids. You're not just in business to sit there and do business together. Be very careful if you're in business together because you don't want a roommate. You don't want a business partner. You want a lover. You don't want my old lady. You want that girl that drives you crazy. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, that song. Who's that lady? Come on, shout it with me. Who's that lady? Another Isley Brothers tune. So you look at that and say, that is mine. Love her. It can't be just physical, but it also has to be psychological. It has to be a moment. So God created you for each other. And because of this, verse 5 says, Because of this, the father and mother, you must leave your father and mother and be firmly bonded to your wife. No longer two bodies, but one. So now that means, again, that is eros love, sexual love. You're together, you're one. And this is why fornication is bad, because some people have soul ties because they've been married. Because marriage is not the piece of paper that a judge signs. Marriage is when a man and a woman come together and they become one flesh. The problem is some people have been together with 19 people and now they've just been divorced so many different times. So find that person, admit it, quit it, forget it. Move on now with commitment, communication, and compromise, and realize the Creator put you guys together and God put you together. So make a commitment to stay together. Let's stay together. I told Nicole we got married. I'm not going to change you. I tried to use the rules of engagement for my father, who had been married for a long time. Didn't know he didn't know how to be married. Some people just stay together because they don't want a divorce. But I told her, I'm not going to try to change you. I'm just going to be what you're going to be, who you are. Do your thing. And I didn't try to change her. She didn't try to change me. Now, we've improved each other, iron sharpens iron, but we actually love each other organically, and I understand it that we're together. So I told her, and Pastor Austin's there in West Palm, I told him, I'm going to be in your life forever. I'm never leaving your mother. Here's a good thing that you can do. Tell your kids, I'm never leaving your mother. Because when divorce happens everywhere, kids have insecurity. They need to know, murder, yes, divorce, no. I'm going to stay with your mom forever. We're going to work it out. Yeah, we're going to work it out. We're not going to scream and shout. We're going to go to church. We're going to honor God. We're going to tithe. And I don't think I could do any better than Nicole Crank. I put her name on my arm. It says right there. I'm going to prove it to you. My arms are so big, I might not be able to get it up over this thing right there. But that says N-I-C-O-L-E. That's the girl for me. Square footage is ridiculous there. Then I put her baby's names up in here. It's got the church logo there. That's you guys that I'm committed to. And up in here it says Austin, Morgan. That's my daughter in love. And my daughter, Ashton. These people here, I will die for. These people here, I'm committed to. I'm married to one woman the rest of my life. Some other woman comes up, I go, I don't think so. Pastor David, can you pray for me? Me and my husband ain't been wrestling for a while. I go, I'm exhausted. Let somebody else pray for you. Somebody ought to help me right now, because I put my hand on the small of her back. Somebody ought to help me right now. And I will let you know this morning, I didn't even plan on it. But we wrestled before I came to church. I might wrestle again tonight before I go to bed. Somebody ought to put an amen on it. See, that's the problem. Is now we let the phone, I love the phone, but the phone is the problem. I'm going to lay something heavy on you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's about to put something heavy on you. Watch this video.
What?
There's this cat and a coffee pot and then the spoon. Never mind. What?
Good night.
I want you to feel the weight of that. It's heavy. This thing's awesome. You can say, hey, Siri, take me to Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, Siri, play my favorite song. Hey, Siri, call AAA. But the problem is we're scrolling all the time, and the relationship is a problem in the bed. The bedroom should be for sleeping and wrestling. I'm going to try it again. The bedroom should be for sleeping and from wrestling. Because if you're single, you can stay on the phone all the time. But you guys need to communicate. You need to look into each other's eyes and say, you know what? I'm so glad when we have this time alone. Take a bath together. It's cheap to take a bath. Some of you need to take a bath anyway. get in the bathtub together. I don't want him to see me like this. I feel like I'm not attractive. Because you don't realize that he must love you or he wouldn't be with you. People are attracted to who they're attracted to. I like a woman with some thickness to her. I don't like a skinny. I don't want to hug a woman and be like, I love you, baby. No, I want a woman I can grab. I'm going to pick her up and be like, yeah, I feel all that. And I know some of you are like, I don't think this is appropriate for church. This isn't the last church you left. This is the church that you needed that is helping you relationally get back the rhythm, come on somebody, of intimacy. You're not single anymore. So me and Nicole, we got a rule. We don't talk about church in bed. Because we talk about you guys all the time. Do you see that? So we say, hey, let's go out in the hallway and talk about it. So we have to get out of the bed and go to the hallway and say, okay, tell me what happened again. Well, that guy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go back in bed. Okay, and then 2 minutes later, I say, hey, did you see it? All right, David, let's go outside in the hallway. So now I got to go to the hallway, blah, blah, blah. After a while, we stop talking about you guys because you guys, as sweet as you are, you're like having a bunch of two-year-olds. ain't none of y'all right at the same time. This one just died. This one committed suicide. This one over here is getting divorced. This one went bankrupt. Every day there's trauma, and I have to get on the phone and go, I am so sorry for your loss. Oh, my gosh, and I feel the weight of it, and I feel the pain of it, and my family feels the weight of it and the pain of it. Austin called me last week just bawling about some people and crying about it, and he was dying, and he was hurting, and I said, hey, buddy, you got to just love them and then realize that you are not God, and you need to turn your phone off today and get with my daughter in love, and then you take her to the mall. Put your hand on the small of her back. Come on, somebody, help me right now. And talk about each other, not about the church. And this works in business or any area of your life. Last scripture before we go, 1 Corinthians 7:7 says, sometimes I wish that everyone were single like me. You never see this read at a wedding. A simpler way of life in many ways, Paul says, but celibacy is not for everyone. Can I get an amen for that one right there? Any more than marriages. God gives the gift of single life to some and the gift of married life to one another. So you need to understand, if you're single and you like to be single, it's a gift. Right now, don't think that you're never going to be happy again. You will love again. I know they left you and there's a lot of pain, but if we don't get rid of this pain by going through growth track and helping us, help you connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose and make a difference at all campuses today, then you're never going to be who God called you to be. You're going to take all that pain of the past relationship and all these pieces, and God is saying, forget that. I'm going to be the Prince of Peace and put you back in one piece and make you whole again, because you're not looking for another half. You're looking for a whole person, and you need to be a whole person. Come on, give God praise today. Every head bowed and every eye closed here.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.